let's officially get started.
Of course.
So hi everybody, this is Jenny. Welcome to Miami Lit Podcast. Today I'm joined by two very special individuals. Welcome, gentlemen.
Thank you so much. Thank you for having us. Yeah.
Alex and Yuri.
Yeah.
Yaroslav.
Yeah. Yes.
Yaroslav. Yari.
Hard, you know? Yeah. Okay.
Everyone knows about Yuri Gagarin, and everyone calls me Yuri.
That's true.
But Yari, yeah.
But it's Yari.
But this is what we're gonna do. We change it.
Yeah.
We're gonna make name Yaroslav famous.
Yes, you are. So I have an interesting bit of information to share with you. So I was telling you earlier that I was an English teacher for a long time. Okay. I decided to go for my master's, and the person in charge of the program that I was doing was Russian.
Mm.
And we took all these courses in Russian literature, and that was like the one thing I always wanted to do, was to read it in its original language in Russian. Oh. But it's so hard.
Yeah.
It's so difficult.
It's such a challenge. Yeah.
It is. It's, your language is beautiful, but so difficult. I mean, not for you, but.
Well, it is difficult for me too.
Okay, then I don't feel that bad.
Especially in fifth grade, back to the days when I.
My teacher,
Russian language teacher, she was very pretty, and I fell in love with her.
Oh. You
focus.
Didn't pay attention.
I couldn't focus on learning Russian
language.
Oh my gosh. So who's your favorite Russian author? Do you have one?
Who's yours, Alex?
I believe I didn't read a lot in school because I was most of like mathematics and stuff like that.
You're the other side?
Yeah. And I always been logical. I believe so, but I believe they try to do logical type of mind from me, but yeah, I always felt that like creative energy in me.
Yeah.
And in this case, I believe like Dostoevsky is like, it's what I remember from the school age.
Yeah.
And yeah, and
such
yours?
A genius.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah, yeah.
Everyone remembers Dostoevsky.
Yeah, of course.
it's some kind of like a cool thing, but for me, his stories very educational, yes, but they're not very positive.
No, not positive
at all. Yeah,
yeah, we had to read, and I'm very romantic, so I love Pushkin.
Oh, yeah, I forgot about him. Yeah, that's a good one too. That's
he created a lot of stuff, and he was up, you know, from his at his like time frame where he was living, basically where the Russian nation like USSR, post-Soviet Union, Ukrainian, Russian, Belarusians, we all brothers, we live pretty much at the same age. I mean, I think that it's repeating as
right.
the history repeats. And unfortunately, some people doesn't learn too much, and we're doing the same mistakes. So that's why we are trying to do events like love spreading events where we can share our love and positivity and, you know, inspire people to focus on love and creativity instead of hate and, like, you know.
Yeah.
Because you're powerful creators. We all powerful creators, and we're living in an age where your thoughts getting materialized. And this is why it's important to focus on love and positivity. Right, Alex?
Of course.
Yeah, that was perfectly said. So since you brought up the event, let's talk a little bit about the love spreading event that took place 3 weeks ago?
28th of April.
Yes. So right, we're like hitting the month mark. So
yeah, and basically we are working on NFT of that project as well, but the project was, and the idea was and still is to just gather people together, like creators of all types. It's like artists, like poetry, different like musical instruments, ecstatic dance, and just to gather people together in one place with one shared goal to spread love and to give them the opportunity and to the space to deliver their
right.
message and create something together. Yeah, and it was like I said, for me personally, it was like most beautiful night of my life because it was so many creative energy inside the building, and yeah, it was a lot of love and like very good energy to and even if I'm going to see like recaps on Instagram, I feel that energy one more time. Yeah,
that's actually very funny you mentioned that, because when you seeing recaps on Instagram, and the space was super huge, it was beautiful, gorgeous security building, and you see how people post something that you haven't seen there.
Yeah.
You're going back there and hey,
yeah.
I didn't even know that was happening, so that's great too, you know.
How was it difficult to plan? How long was the process?
No, we've done it like less than a month. And I believe we got our venue like in 2 weeks. We have 2 weeks to do the whole
wow.
thing. But it's interesting thing, because after we got the venue, we just understand that we need to ask people for help. And
right.
to ask, because it's this event is about community and what we can create together, and it's not even about me or Yari,
mm-hmm.
it's about everybody who is like attending that event. Yeah, and we asked for help, and people like just posted everywhere, and yeah, we just done it like 2 weeks.
That's incredible.
Basically, the hardest part was to find a space. And
yeah.
Thank you again to Fuse, who helped us with a space, and Val personally. And after that, actually, it was challenging because we had to install 2,000 square feet canvas.
And
it was challenging at first, but when again, we gathered all together, whole community, all the people came and helped us. And this is a power of Love Spreading event,
yeah.
which is now called Love Spreading Community. So basically, you can't do things, big things by yourself. You just need to ask for help and gather community together. And the thing is, it's all about uniting,
mm-hmm.
uniting your thoughts, your energies together, and working your egos.
Yeah.
Because egoism, this is what keeps all us apart, and this is what we need to not ignore, but work on it and get together.
Yes.
And not be selfish.
That's so true. You know, sometimes
and of course
our
to
pride,
love.
Yeah. Our pride really puts us in these corners, in these boxes. So I love the message behind what you guys are trying to do, especially considering the state of the world and the state of the country where you come from. You know, it would be so easy to just turn your back and pretend it's not happening. But you guys didn't do that. You dove in and did something about it. I think that's needs to be celebrated.
Yes, and thank you for that. And thank you for... We've like got a lot of like positive feedback about it. But and it's good, but yeah, it's not like it's not even a question that we are going to continue to do it or not. It's just I can call it like the call of the soul, because in this time I can sit and meditate and do my like inner work and do my creative work and do like any type of work, but it's not enough if I'm not going to the community and do not try to change something. And yeah, it's just our part to invest in the society right now. Yeah, and basically it's not even a question that like we continue to do it. Yeah.
What was your favorite part of that night?
I believe the inner freedom like experience, I can say that it was experience like more spiritual experience, and it was a meteorite inside the vault safe. What's the right word for that?
Yeah,
it was just the good energy inside that small room, that energy of like cosmos and universe. And yeah, and when after the event It's sat there with my friend with that in that little room and just
take it all
just felt that energy, and I believe that was like the most profound moment. But I have another one when I just when I realized what we've done. It's like, because we don't even plan to event like this.
You did it so fast.
It was like more than we planned. And when I realized one moment, when I realized that, I even like sat down on the floor and just was looking around what is happening. A lot of creative people, some performances there, some performances here. Everybody like was painting. Somebody like was doing rap, and this is like it was basically a dream come true. And yeah. I sat down on the floor and just looking at it, and just it's like it's happened. It's finally happened.
You did it.
Yeah. And it was like like I said, it was like one of the best nights in my life. Yeah.
Lucky
what's yours?
You. Lucky you, because. I'm a fashion designer, and we had a fashion show where, thanks to marathon, which was happening in Miami downtown, and everything was closed.
That's true.
Yeah.
So I didn't have my models coming on time. I didn't have designers coming on time. Our liquor wasn't arriving. And
oh my goodness, I didn't realize that.
So definitely not the beginning where all this happening and everyone came super late.
Your stress levels must have been through the roof.
Yes. And I'm an artist too, and I was kind of like in charge of all the canvas too. And the thing is, we planned to do it after like last part of the fashion show,
right,
which was my line. And then instead of it happening at 7, it happened at 9. When everyone started painting around 10, and we had not like secured good amount of time, because that building is normally closes at
11,
at 6.
At 6,
yeah,
at 6, but in 11,
They agreed to stay at 11. At 11, she was lady runs the show. Big thanks to her, by the way. She was very tired and wanted to go home.
Yeah.
So she stopped basically kicking us out.
So, like, it's 11.
So when the moment finally came where I could relax, I was kicked out of a building.
Oh my goodness.
So
you had a totally different experience from Alex.
But I enjoyed the process. When I came to realization when the canvas was installed already, and that was like literally before the show. That was my favorite moment before the show. Realization that it's happening for sure, and everyone will be good. So,
and
I'm probably gonna enjoy the second show more,
which is
happening soon. But
do you have a date already?
Yes, 26. 26.
And actually tomorrow too.
Yeah.
So it's next week.
But I believe tomorrow.
We have tomorrow too. One show is tomorrow. It's a little preview NFT. Pre-release
I didn't know
party.
About this.
So
now
you know, and you officially invited.
Oh,
you
thank
cover
you.
That
at what
show.
Time is it?
It starts at 7.
Okay.
Tomorrow, 19th and 26th as well. Akami, Miami Design District. And
awesome.
Big thanks to our friend Nick
from
Akami Design District. But tomorrow is just like pre-release party. It's not official.
Okay.
Our good friend Crypto Bandit has a birthday too, so we kind of united it. And our good friend Lavi gonna have a casting call. So three events coming.
You guys have
together.
So much happening.
Yeah,
that's
yeah.
So cool.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
And we just I believe can't stop, because that energy is going through us. And basically if it's like if I try to stop it, it's like impossible already. It's just
was trying not to stop yesterday. Created our open seat.
Yeah. And we have a lot of different NFTs.
Alex can show you.
Yes, I would love to see.
This is a little NFT.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So can we now, since you brought up the NFTs, Can we talk about what that process was like? Was this your first time dealing with NFTs?
Yes, it was the first time, but I believe we created with Yari like some sort of like not usual NFTs. It's like we are like basically we felt, and most of Yaris felt, that it's not just picture, it's like the actual like photo of the actual painting, and
right.
And basically we have that NFTs from different artists, which is like one piece which is interconnected with the physical art, mm-hmm. and we are going to sell the NFT with the physical piece as well,
right?
But we did not stop at this, and we've started creating like the art inside the art, and we are like, yeah, could you explain what we was doing all the time?
Your painting is just not a piece of canvas for you, it's a whole universe.
Yeah.
So right. The idea was to recreate a universe for the artists with whole feelings and stuff like that. Alex, can you please show?
Yeah, but it's how could I show? Yeah, I can show.
We'll link it.
Ah, yeah, yeah,
so
yeah,
that
yeah,
they
yeah,
can
yeah,
see it.
Yeah,
but maybe just
yeah.
Show.
But can
so,
I see it?
Yeah, of course.
That's what I'm trying to do, to show a lady.
I want
so
to see it.
An idea.
Yeah.
You can show.
Were you hesitant to jump into NFTs and crypto, or was
never,
it an easy
never.
Decision?
After we met Francis Suarez, and he was so excited about crypto and NFTs and
yeah.
in Miami, so. Trying to be a part of community and help our mayor to spread the world and stuff like that.
Yeah.
No, but show the one we made like.
This is I can't show anybody at
one.
All. No, no,
just
no.
One.
Not
no.
yet. It's a surprise.
I can show the regular pieces.
I'll take a look at the regular pieces.
Yeah, yeah. It looks like this.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But show at least a gallery then.
Yeah, yeah. And
oh my goodness, that's so cool.
And we have
I love that one.
Yeah,
the,
yeah.
Oh,
it's,
sorry, I clicked
it's,
it.
Oh, it's okay.
Oh,
it's now
you have to buy it.
Yeah, yeah. And basically we have like whole Matterport VR gallery. This is like the first like NFT. The second one we have
oh, that is
like
pretty.
The whole canvas together. And it will be like the NFT, which contains like the whole energy from the night. And we have like Inner Freedom, NFT Inner Freedom project. And we have
pieces. You were saying that, I was scrolling through it.
Yeah. And we have pieces from approximately 50 like different artists. Yes, because it's a lot of missing, still missing points on the whole canvas.
But have you seen a gallery show?
Yeah, this is the gallery. It's like the whole canvas.
Oh my gosh, that's
it's,
amazing.
Yeah. With the whole paintings and...
But not the room.
I can't show the room. You need to buy the room to see the room.
Okay.
Yeah, and basically we have like little promo of it. It's like... Yeah, it's basically Matterport VR experience with that whole canvas, and you can use the like actual.
That's very
yeah,
cool.
That looks
great.
And I feel that energy because our main objective through the NFT, and Yari, I'm really sorry, but I can't show the other pieces.
It's okay. It'll be a surprise.
Now, because
I understand. No worries.
And our basic idea is to connect two worlds. It's like, because for now in like NFT world, which like we are new in NFT world, but what we see that every and a lot of NFTs are just digital pieces, and it's just digital art with a lot of like pieces and for one picture, for one art. And what we are trying to do, it's basically to create that bridge, that connection between real world and energy of the real world, which we like put like in our painting. And to create the NFTs, which is directly interconnected and have one by one pieces. And basically our idea for the future, and we are working on it, to create the gallery where the artist can sell art through the NFT, but it will be just one exclusive piece.
So one of ones.
One of ones.
And you're actually going to get a real piece too. Like
Yeah.
And I think that's so cool because that way people can get the best of both worlds, you know?
Yeah. And the idea basically about
it. Yeah. This is my idea. If you're going to see our next collection, which was created and not like so protective about that, I don't want to show it to anyone right now. So you're going to have an idea what I'm talking about because art is connected there with real objects and it comes from it. So it's kind of like belongs there or doesn't belong there. That's the whole idea. And the idea of that collection is imperfection in the best way of it, imperfection of love.
Because the like actual real world it's not imperfect, and what we like see in NFT world it's like the perfect pictures, like perfect colors, perfect forms, and it's not even look like something real. It's like it's digital, and of course it's great and have like just different sort of energy, but for now. What we are working right now is just creating that imperfect versions of NFTs, just how it
because NFTs are kind of new and it's a lot of imperfection and the world of NFT is imperfect, and to bring like the idea of maybe the real life can be better and you shouldn't spend all the time in a digital world and still live here.
Yes.
That's kind of the idea because we want people to live a real life
still. Yeah.
And NFT, I mean, for me, and it's important part because it's a future, but still, I love the real world and real feelings are the best.
Yeah.
So love in the real life.
Yeah. And, if you understand like the science, even it's like the transfer of energy between two worlds for us is clear, and we like put a lot of energy from that experience. It not just ours energy, all the people, all the creators, all the like creative souls painting together in ecstatic basically flow, group flow, and it's this energy, it's there, and when people are going to actual VR experience of that whole gallery, they will feel it because the energy transfers between two worlds, and what this is our like main goal with NFTs, it's to create that bridge between the two worlds, then maybe in future people can come back to the real ones.
I think that's so cool that you address that, because one of the issues that the arguments people bring up with NFTs is that we're being pushed to live in this digital world only, in this imaginary world where it's very much real, but at the same time, it's difficult to see that dividing line, you know? So the fact that you put it that way, it makes so much sense, and I think it's going to help people understand NFTs more.
And especially with the circumstances of what happened in the past 2 years, where a lot of people were pretty much locked, and not just because locked, they were forced to be at home, and maybe not here in the United States, but other countries like China, which is like, couldn't leave their own homes or India, and we were stuck there. And so happened that NFT world started forming at the same time, and those people just were forcibly pushed into this world. And the idea is we love NFTs, we love virtual reality, and it's a future, but you know, we want people to understand there is way out. And as I said, I encourage everyone to love in the real world. And experience feelings and joy in the real world.
Definitely.
Yeah. And the basic idea for the gallery the same, just to have that real art to help artists and creators, because we have a lot of creators all over the world who is not familiar with NFT at all,
mm-hmm.
and maybe don't even have the platform to deliver their message and don't have resources to deliver right. their message. And the art was and still is about the message of evolution, the message of like creating something new or just basically evolve. Yeah. And we can, and we are trying to help that artists to understand the NFT and crypto world and just to help them to get there, but with just one goal, to help them to sell actual physical art. And we are basically creating right. just sales channel for them yeah. to sell the NFTs, but it's not about even NFTs, that's about but the
as
Israel
you mentioned,
art.
It's
yeah.
connection, it's two yeah. two right. worlds together. If you buy an NFT, you're getting a real piece. If you're getting a real piece,
you get an NFT.
So yeah. It's up to you to understand what you love most.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, yeah.
Right.
And that's basically it's choice. Yeah.
Yeah.
And you can have the same piece in like your real home.
Mm-hmm.
It's crazy to say that words like
right. Your physical home and then your digital home.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And your digital
imaginary home.
Yeah, yeah. But yeah. It's reality and.
But a good thing about NFTs, it's imaginary home or art, and you're a creator, and that helps people
right.
to create. And to relive the wishes, dreams, and stuff
right.
like that, but you can't lose connection with the real world.
Yeah, yeah, and
yeah.
this is like just one main worry about
mm-hmm.
this. It's great to have because it will give people a lot of opportunities for education, for creation, for like
it's a currency too.
So. For the yeah, but we just worried about just don't. Lose the
right.
attachment to the actual world. And
which
that's
I think
it.
Why
yeah.
these events are so important.
Yeah, yeah.
The event that you did, because as much as you love the digital world and NFTs and everything that comes with it, because it does have so many advantages, coming to an event like that where you get to connect with people in real life, in real time,
yeah.
I think that's just the best.
And I believe that first event and just changed the course of life for so many people because for me, of course, and I just spoke with a lot of different people who like was attending the event. And yeah, basically it was like life-changing experience because it's not only about art, it's about the spiritual awakening through that process of the event because
yeah.
we have a lot of like different activities and basically the painting together, it's for me, I've painted maybe like this the first time in my life and
right.
and that expression for me, it's not just about art, it's just about my like creative process and to allow myself to express that creative energy, to express that creative genius which everybody has, and that part or even the part of like inner freedom installation or even the community itself, because it was like people who are familiar with like Burning Man can understand better because basically it was like private little Burning Man
yeah.
type of thing inside the building
right.
with the same principles, not maybe like radical like expression because we like here we in society and we can't express like radical, but the highest point of expression for everybody in the room and to just allowance to do it. And it creates like the basically group flow experience, which is like basically changing the people's life. After
yeah.
that.
A lot of people actually stuck in the digital world where we're living inside of a TV and we're listening
yeah.
to all this news and stuff like that, all this negativity and hate. And I haven't seen Miami in like... event that kind of like maybe there is a lot of events like that, but like specifically saying that you're gonna come here and you're gonna get some love and you're gonna spread love.
Right.
So it was a great way to show people who might be a little derailed or lost in, in that kind of negativity, to show that we still people who can love and spread love, and who can just like be unselfish and help you and just like just love you.
That's so true, because the last several years, especially the last 2 years, we've, you know, we've seen friendships break over points of views, even family members pull away from each other over points of views. So for you to have an event and say you're going to come here and you're just going to experience caring, you know, I think that, yeah, it's like you said, you don't see a lot of those events. Like that. So.
And it was in the beginning, it was difficult, just did not control the process, because it just to create and hold the space for creative energy.
How do you keep that main theme going and not have people sway to the political or to the, you know, all these like
so it's about
argument points?
It's about to having a group of people who has the same idea. And just like, you know, we all have some imperfections and we lost the direction. So it's always nice to have a couple, like few people who can guide you and help you and hold your hands, if you want to say that, when you're getting lost. And we established the main idea at the very beginning and we just like followed it.
And the, and just follow that idea and focus on that idea, not to go to like we against something, because if we like are going to say that we are against something, we are going to give energy there, but we do not need and do not want to give energy there. We want to just focus on basically like love, unity, and it's an interesting story, because we saw that poster on the one of the venue which we tried to get for the event, and it said community is a new currency. And basically we understand that in this world, and like the main thing to invest is like yourself and the community around you. This is like the two most important thing to invest, because you need to stay in shape in all, like in physical, mentally, psychologically, and like spiritually, in case to have the opportunity to help people around you. And after like you take care of yourself, basically, it's like it's all about community and that type of connections.
Yeah, no, love spreading community gonna be a DAO, be authorized. So,
that is amazing. Congratulations on that. That's a big one.
So basically, the majority are going to decide what to do. This is the whole point, you know.
Well, yeah. So can anyone come to these events, or do they have to be an artist?
No, everybody
everyone,
can
come. Everyone,
everyone is welcome.
Yeah. We love everyone, and we want to see everyone. Yeah.
Awesome. What about somebody that really enjoys the concept of what you're doing, but they're like, I don't know anything about NFTs. I don't, should they come?
Yeah, of course.
This is another point that we educational unity too. So we want to educate people. I mean, to best our understanding what love is and what NFT is and how to, you know, to enjoy the life and be good at it.
Yeah. And basically it's not that hard as I thought from the very beginning, that it's like it's not that hard to understand the actual like new world with that NFTs and cryptocurrencies, but people can use it as well, because that type of like society, crypto world, is basically most advanced in that type of like community building and real democracy. It's like and even it's like you have the voice, really have the voice, and like in DAO and stuff like that. And it's all about like what value you can deliver to the community, and that you can get back like a word equal to that real value which you like created. And this is for us, and educational programs, it's not like educational programs, but during the events people understand better what it's all about.
Mm-hmm.
And especially we want to, like I said, create the platform for artists to maybe to earn some money additionally, because it's important for artists to have resources to continue to do what they love to do.
I mean, for so long, artists get the short end of the stick, you know?
Yeah.
And actually, then, we're getting 80% from a sale of NFTs and the physical, you know, physical painting. We just keep 20% as a gallery for the future events.
Right.
But we sell, we basically sell art for artists on our platform and give them money.
Create creating NFT for that art and selling that NFT in case to him to sell the physical art and just give him money just to have hours to grow the project.
Right.
And the events is the actual part of that process, because we now have plans to have event, like we said, on 26th, and it will be NFT release party of our first collection. And I will show you the NFT which Yari asked for.
So will people get to see that on the 26th?
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
Of course. And even on 19th, but it's I just need to make sure that everything is ready. And
It's a lot of work making NFTs.
It's like, but it's interesting work. It's not that just the technical process, because Yari has been creating the interesting like conception of the like 3D models of that actual pictures, and with additional idea and with additional meaning. And I've helped him, but especially the next process, it's all about creation too, because we need to like name it, we need to write the description about it, and if we are not, if we just not get that process like technical,
mm-hmm.
and we are adding art in each step, it's easy to live, and this is amazing life to create something. It's sometimes difficult to go through resistance and stuff like that, but it is what it is. Yeah.
So, Yari, you do the developing also for the NFTs?
No, I'm more on the creative side.
Okay, the creative
side.
Creator,
Oh my gosh, I love that. That's so cool.
So that's my creation. My t-shirt. I'm doing basically design. I'm an artist, I paint, and now I'm a NFT and I can say this world. How you say
educator?
Entrepreneur.
It's impossible to pronounce the word.
And it's hard to do and pronounce too. So.
Both, I agree.
So I create art, and Alex is the one who makes it, puts it to life.
So Alex, you do the developing.
I do not know. It's just like it's difficult to understand what the right word for what we are doing, because
we're basically creating together. This is the power of love spreading community.
You're a team,
we're doing things together. Whatever, who loves do things the most? We do only what we love.
Right.
Let's put it this way. So
and
we kind of like brought together by destiny, I guess.
Yes, definitely.
Some powers of the world to spread love, and this is what we do.
And if we are going to speak about like actual development, it will be the company for partners who is going to develop like at the actual marketplace and the actual gallery.
Yeah.
And we are not good in that, but it's again, the power of community.
Yeah,
we just need to find the right people to work with, and this is it. And for now, it's the main like sphere of interest. It's just continue to create that type of events, and we have plans on 26, like we said. We have a project which we are trying to find sponsors for, and it will be on July 15, and it will be like Flagler activation.
Oh,
street.
Wow.
Yeah, it's like love spreading event.
So you guys are very busy. You're like hitting almost monthly. That's a lot of work.
Yeah,
we're trying to do that. Yeah.
And we have plans to do event in New York before New York Fashion Week. And after, we basically have like a love spreading tour schedule for 2022, and we've created the like white paper pitch deck or whatever I call it, and we sent it to like all major like crypto companies and blockchain companies. It's like we are trying to find resources because we proved and we understand that we even can do it without any resources. But if we will have just little resources to like create the more that type of events, it will be nice, and we will have like that schedule for events, and the gallery building, and actually it will be like talking DAO and stuff like that. Because it's interesting because I already had two conversations with people who is like living in one in Moscow and other in Istanbul, and they know what we are doing, and they basically asked for not like permission, but it's like to help to create the same event there.
And that would be amazing.
Yeah, and when we like created the pitch deck, I realized that it's nice to have the teams in each like major city in the world, and just to give them the blueprint, the blueprint of the actual event. How can they gather people together and help them like create the event and after sell the NFT through that gallery? And in this case, we do not need to be in like in different places. We just need to invite people in the community, like in the love spreading community, in case help them to create the event and like to create that like the what's the right world for like
create a metaverse.
Because we are working on like love spreading metaverse in future.
That would be so we would be seeing events like this all over, basically.
That's the ultimate goal, but people are ready to love.
I think people are more than ready. It's been over 2 years of just dealing with fear and being divided. So I think if you bring it back to basics, like we're all people, this, you know, life is hard. Let's just, you know,
And this is when
come together.
Idea, basically, to, you know, we still afraid and scared and we're kind of lost. And so love is everywhere, and you can be loved. No one wants to hate or fear and stuff like that. And I'm trying to show people you don't have to be like that.
Yes.
You don't have to live like that.
That's
what happened 2 years and happening still now.
It's not natural,
and this is not what the world should be about. And you know, just people need a little push to see and to love, and this is it.
People need to be reminded. You don't have to be like that. Yeah, it's
we
so
need
true.
To be awakened, and this is what we're doing. Just like a little help, and you know, not asking for money or anything. Just like love.
That's amazing. That's what you guys are doing is super, super cool.
No, we're asking for money and sponsors. Yes.
Yeah,
and we kind of need it, but...
of course.
General,
I mean, this is such a big project. I don't see how you could not do it without sponsors, you know?
Yeah, and we are looking for... And we believe that we will find sponsors, like right people, right companies who... want to invest in that type of idea. And it's not for us, it's not even about like the actual like business calculations or stuff like that, but like we are like businessmen, and it's for us important just create the process which is like self-sustainable,
mm-hmm.
and growing, and it's not that we skip the part of like actual business processes and stuff like that, because somebody should take care of it, because project to grow. And of course we have a lot of like experience in this field too, and yeah, basically, but it's not that we are going to like earn some money and just like celebrate our lives just chilling like in Miami in Rolls Royce.
There's nothing wrong with that too.
We can, but it's not the main objective. The main objective invest back
yeah.
all the like income, all the investors.
Make some money and go.
Yeah, and basically we understand that with that focus, it will be it not even be a question to get some money, because if you are focusing only to develop the great amount of value to the world, it's definitely the universe always pay back.
Yeah. Yes, I believe in that 100%. Yeah, that's amazing. Well, I want to congratulate you guys, because to think that you put this together in a couple of weeks and it was so successful, that's amazing. It's
Thank
inspirational.
You so much.
Yeah, it's awesome.
Was glad when one of our friends bought first two VIP tickets.
Oh yeah.
And I even cried when I saw like the.
Yeah, because it's real, right?
The price was $333 per each ticket.
Yeah,
someone can give this money just to come and.
Right.
Paint love together, hearts together. It's
and
excellent.
Yeah. And when I saw it, it's like the moment, it was the moment of release, because I was like glad and like just cried from that understanding that it's like the power of community and the power in believing in ourselves, because in the very beginning, and it's an interesting story and funny story, because everybody we met on our way with Yari, because basically like was our idea from the very beginning, but we understood that we need to like team, we need to community, we need to find right people. And it's funny, because when we talked with like each of our like partners right now with like team members, they from the very beginning, they didn't believe like that it's going to happen. And we just said them, it's going to happen. And it's not, we will do it like for sure. And it's like just a crazy story, the part of the history, but it's
a beautiful way. And it's a beautiful story of a community.
Yeah.
To how it's growing. And, we always attract right people. And funny thing I noticed, there is no like negativity or hate on my way anymore. So all the people I'm meeting right now, it's ready to love and just like want to help. And this is what we do back to them, just helping them.
That's amazing. That's so cool. Let's talk a little bit about how you came to Miami. So how did you choose Miami to make your home?
I just moved here. And I've been here once,
mm-hmm.
It's like as a tourist.
Yeah.
And after I had some difficult moments in my home country, which like I'm not going to talk on this podcast, because it's about dark side of the
mm-hmm.
of the anything. Yeah. And yeah, we just moved here with my wife. And it was like, and it still is like the dream city. And
yeah.
After I was born in north of Russia, it's like, and spent like 15 years in St. Petersburg. It's a beautiful city, but it's always gray and dark and rainy. And after like I saw, and we moved to Miami. It was like, and still
extremely
it's basically
bright.
It's like in we are in paradise right now. Yeah.
Yeah.
And in this case, we choose it. Yeah. Your story.
Pretty much the same, but different circumstances. I was a financial advisor. I was a stockbroker on Wall Street.
That doesn't sound exciting at all. I like this job better than you're doing now.
Yeah, and it was February. It was very cold. It was snow, and it was raining too. So it was like it was all these gray colors of the streets. And I broke up with my girlfriend. I lost my job, and I moved to Key West.
Oh yeah. My gosh! Yeah. What a like. I was not expecting that answer. Key West of all places, that's like paradise for real.
Yeah, it's a little like secured place. You
yeah.
Far from everything, and it's like it's a.
It's always
said,
nice
hidden,
there.
Yeah, hidden paradise, and it's like lost country, I would say.
Yeah.
So it's far away from everything. It's closer to Cuba than to Walmart. So.
Oh my god, you need to make that a t-shirt or something.
Yeah.
I love that. Yeah.
But I'm an artist, and it's like smaller island with a time, you know, I probably have a, you know, I like being in the big cities. I was born in the city, and I was about, you know, always wanted to live in the cities.
Right.
And I started coming from Key West to Miami, and I saw it as a beautiful big hub for art, all this like high rises, we will need like beautiful art there. And I was a part of Art Basel Week. I was in Mona Winwood, so I had a little like collective show during Art Basel there, Art Spectrum. And then I decided to move to Miami from Key West.
That's,
I love it here.
Yeah, that's amazing. Well, I'm obviously happy you guys made Miami your home, because then we get these cool events here.
Yeah. Thank you so much. And we trying to pay back to that beautiful city, to help that city, because for me and for my wife, it's like the escape from the like some dark side of the life. And it's. It's amazing, and I'm feeling blessed that I just have that opportunity to pay back and to serve like city and communities here. Yeah, for me, it's like it's not like the actual call to do it, but I just, it's like natural. It's just natural to, and it always have been natural to pay back for what like I have my life, and everything's fine, and I have like great friends, and it's a nice life.
It is a nice life. And actually we forgot to tell you that we dedicate 3% of revenue from each of our event to fight homelessness here in Miami.
Oh, wow.
3% for now goes to Ukraine to help people there, and 3% goes to clean ocean.
Yeah.
That's amazing. I love that. Yeah, because, I mean, those are all big, important issues worldwide, but especially here in Miami. We see a lot of, unfortunately.
Yeah,
you know.
Yeah. And we just trying to help as much as we can on, and basically if we will have some resources to create something big, we can just scale the event and create a lot of different magical like things in Miami, and gather more people in community in case to deliver that message, or maybe deliver their message to the public.
Right.
And this is like the collective thing to basically like make impact and to help people who is like struggle right now.
And
the ultimate goal is to turn the whole world into love spreading events.
And
of course we can, of course we can't do it by ourselves, so we need everyone to participate.
how cool would it be if you pick a day? Obviously different time because there are different time zones, but for it's like a worldwide event. Everyone,
it's like
at the same time to be just working on this.
It's like on the Earth Day. In one moment, people all over the world doing something. It will be nice because we have an ideas for like festival. We have an ideas to for the different cities with teams. We have like our own like little tour, which is definitely going to happen because we will find that money. With that idea, it's not a question.
Yeah, why wouldn't it work? I mean, you obviously are ready to put in the work, so it's bound to happen. At least that's my philosophy. If you're willing to work for something, you'll make it happen.
Yeah, and we've gave everything that we have for the first event, and when somebody asks right now, like, are you going to finish this job? It's obvious that. We are going to finish that job and that project, and
you're just getting started.
And then we are going to grow it, we gave everything that we have, and we still like willing to do so. Yeah.
Right. Thank you so much. That was amazing. Thank you for sharing with us.
Thank you so much.
What's the easiest way for somebody if they're interested in becoming a sponsor to get in touch with you, or if they just want to attend an event?
Yeah, basically we have two points. Like, one in Instagram is Love Spreading Event, and on the website is www.lovespreadingevent.com. Yeah, basically everybody can find information or new events or like any activities, our activities or our NFT collection and future NFT collection on that resources. Yeah.
Perfect. Yes. So we'll have all that linked down below so that people will make it easier for them. But yes, obviously I highly encourage everybody to reach out and try to make it to at least one of these events so that they can see how amazing it is. Yeah. And I look forward to attending the next one.
It will be nice. It will be nice.
Yeah, the next event is on 26th, actually.
The 26th, right around the corner.
Next Thursday, yes, and it's going to be in the Como Design District.
Perfect.
Okami.
Okami.
It's Okami.
I always confuse the name too. It's like there are too many design districts. It's not that there's such a thing, there should be a lot, but it's hard to keep up with all the names.
And
156 Northeast 43rd.
You always remember the
address.
The numbers and the addresses. Because I always lost the orientation in the areas.
I'm always lost. Where am I?
Yeah, and if you are going to see and support and maybe to just check what we are doing in terms of NFT world and just check out our collection. And it's not our collection, it's it's people collection.
Right.
We just the servants there just as a gallery to help creators to create and but definitely you can find something interesting there. And of course, you will find the whole energy of the people inside that, Matterport VR, or maybe the NFT with whole canvas, or maybe in each pieces, or maybe in that part we are creating right now, just in basically in augmented reality, or just
You have so many exciting things happening.
It's just. Creative process is going through us, and it never stops.
Well, it's a blessing for it to never stop, so it's kudos to you both.
Thank you, gentlemen.
No, thank you for being here and for sharing, and I hope to have you back in a couple of months and talk about the next big event.
I love podcasts. Yeah. Anytime. I like I said, I can spend all the day talking. And now I understand that I actually can have like long, meaningful, interesting and conversations in English.
Yeah,
for me it's like
that. I'm so happy to hear that. For people listening, you had a podcast for a while in Russian, and you were considering restarting it again, and I mentioned that it should be in English too.
I had experience.
I look forward to listening to the podcast in English so I can understand.
The first will be with Yari in English about love spreading event and love spreading community.
Awesome.
Always ready.
Well, I look forward to listening to that. Thank you, gentlemen, so much.
Thank you so much.
And for everybody listening, thank you for being with us and for spending your time with us. And we look forward to, exchanging more with you guys soon.
Yeah. Bye.